They have a little hammer, just a little hammer. They call it a horseshoe hammer. Daddy also had one. My husband had one.
The part of the foot that...
He turned his shoe sometimes. It's happened sometimes. He'd take them and have them shod somewhere. But I couldn't do that, and I'd always take them to a man in Gracie Cole to have the horses shod.
Okay, so the parts of the horse's feet that you nail the horseshoe into, you call that
The hoof.
Yeah, and all a horse has four...
4 feet.
Yeah, and four hoofs.
Yeah.
What is four?
Four hoofs. And that's just nature, you see. You see their feet are wide out and get tender and they're limp.
Yeah.
And you see, you put these shoes and then the hoof will go out and you have to take a drawer knife and cut a lot of it off before they put another shoe on.
Right.
But it's tough and it takes a drawer knife to cut it. I've seen my husband just rub hard, you know, with a drawer knife, chewing it down and get it good and smith, and then he'd measure, see if he had it right, he'd put the shoe down and see if it was left.
Yeah.
He'd have to get it good and smooth, you know, for it. Put the shoes on. Sometimes it's kind of hard to kind of lay down on him, and sometimes they want to kick. Then it's kind of hard to shoe sometimes, but he always thinks all right. I don't think he ever, I don't want to have ever kicked him any. He had two mares and two pair of mules when he died. But I couldn't keep the mules in the gear all the time, and you got to work a mule all the time, and I sold a mule and kept the mares and raised colts.
Why do you have to work a mule all the time?
It gets mean if you don't keep them in the gears all the time. Horse ain't as bad as a mule. Of course, they'll get scary in them too if you don't work them, but that seems like they ain't as bad as a mule is scary. He raised one of the mules, and then he bought another mule in from Kimmer's. They were going another colt from us to match the one he had. You can go out sometime and match one, but almost like the one you... Now my son here, he's got to have two, and he looked a lot alike.
Yeah.
He gave about $350 for it.
Yeah.
But he got a new set of harness and put on them. That was before he's married, though.
Yeah.
He's running the farm.
Roger
was in service then when he got them mules. And I made the pictures to come down from the well and send it to Roger, and Roger sent it back in large like it is.
Yeah, that's kind of nice.
Roger, he is a air photograph. He didn't make them pictures there, Lamiana, but he can make, he made five different kinds of pictures. He's got a movie slide and a slide.
There's a game that you play with horseshoes.
Well, they call it horseshoes, playing horseshoes. I played it myself. So, you know, you put up a little stop, and when you throw it, and it goes down around it, you know.
Yeah.
You throw it when you throw it when you got in hand, and if you won the game, if you can straddle that little stop.
Yeah. Okay, talking about sheep, the male sheep is called what?
Well, they call it a male the same as they do a horse or a hog or anything.
What did men call it?
Well, they called it that too. Male sheep and a male.
Ever call it ram or buck?
Well, yeah, sometimes they call it a ram. A goat, they do.
Is ram a nice word?
Well, it's spoken in a lot in the Bible. You see, goats and sheep look a whole lot alike.